That's Pilot Can, a single on Rock Action Records of Douse Earth in Lanarkshire. And that's called 5 Minutes on a Tuesday Night. And this afternoon's session comes from Scott Brown, and the lineup of Scott Brown is Scott Brown on everything. And this is Spice of Life.
Thank you.
Scott Brown in session, and in an unexpectedly laid-back mode as well. And very nice, too. That's Scott Brown and A Spice of Life, and obviously more from him later on. And one of the tens of thousands of things that I liked about the pig when I first met her, which was 28 years ago tomorrow, was the fact that she'd got, like, a really strong Shipley accent. And some of this has disappeared over the years, but she still has one word which I love to hear her say, and it's what I call ape. And she says, ape. And I try to get her to say, ape, whenever I can, but several times a day, as a matter of fact, but I'm not entirely successful. It's been several years now since she said it, but this is a record for her anyway, because it is called Ape.
Didn't cross my mind at all that this man could possibly be HIV positive.
I'm not a gay man. I'd never intervened drugs. I'd more chance of winning the pools than getting infected with HIV.
As far as I know, I'm not at risk, but he could be lying.
AIDS, the morning after. Are you at risk in 1996? What are the facts about the virus? And what hope is there for people living with HIV? George Michael, Naina Cherry and Elton John talk about AIDS awareness and the issues today. So join me, Boy George, for a special program on World AIDS Day this Sunday at 7 o'clock after the Top 40. You can't afford not to listen.
Now, that you may be astonished to hear is Cary Grant, but Cary spells C-A-R-R-I-E on this occasion, on Savage Kicks Records, Savage Kick Volume 9, in fact, and the track was called, as you probably gathered, Mish Mash. And then sometime before that, The Incredible Casuals, 7-inch single on Crane Pool Records with somebody else on the other side, I forget who, and that track was called Ape. Tomorrow night between 8 and 10, we have a session for you from Quick Space, and given the opportunity, they go like this. This is Mouse Tail on Kitty Kitty Records. Difficult to know when to start speaking, really, but I think I'll start about now on Kitty Kitty Records. That's Quick Space in session tomorrow night right here on Radio 1, and that's called Mouse Tail. This, on the other hand, comes from Melt. Fruit salad. Mmm. As the Dancing Fiends amongst you will know, is called Fruit Salad by Melt on Melt Productions Records, and a letter accompanying it says, in part, we're a three-piece team comprising Stu Walton, Pete Riches and Simon Woolcott. Our demos were received surprisingly well recently in Future Music magazine. We got such good reactions from DJs we played the tracks to that we decided to call in all of the favours and make this sampler EP. Well, there you go, it's now been played on Radio 1. And this is from John Fay. B-side of a 7-inch single on In the Red Records, the John Spencer Blues Explosion, and that's Down Low. Before that, it was John Fay and I, As I Lay Sleeping. And after the news, a possible late contender for Record of the Year.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Police in Northern Ireland say a bomb found in County Armagh on Thursday night contained more than 2,000 pounds of explosives. They say the bomb, which had been abandoned near an army base, was in an advanced stage of readiness. Strathclyde police have found a seriously ill baby who was taken from a hospital in Paisley by his parents. The 12-week-old boy is said to be undernourished. The authorities in Thailand are giving away 3 million condoms over the next month to motorists when they stop at petrol stations. It's part of a campaign to promote road safety and safer sex. The initiative coincides with World AIDS Day. Jonathan Miller is in Bangkok.
Be careful of accidents, each campaign brochure says, and be careful of AIDS when you're feeling naughty. The initiative isn't just the publicity gimmick it sounds like. AIDS awareness groups believe that preventative measures, like the promotion of condoms, have already dramatically reduced the rates of HIV infection.
The Stone of Destiny has been formally handed back to Scotland during a ceremony at Edinburgh Castle. Thousands of people watched the parade along the Royal Mile, the stone's first public appearance in Scotland since it was taken to London as a trophy of war 700 years ago. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Gillian Joseph.
Radio 1, more new music.
Even though it's me.
Majestic, I'd say. That's, well, obviously the best record the Foreigner never made, Hold Me Now, but I'm not absolutely certain who it's by. There seems to be some uncertainty over this. It's just on a white label, which arrived at Peel Acres, and it was the first record that I listened to on, I forget, it was like Tuesday or Wednesday or something, and to start the day off with that was about as fine a start to the day as we could conceivably have. And I'll play it to you again tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening between 8 and 10, along with that session from Quickspace. This is Broken Dog. I have a feeling that in a frenzy of excitement, I put another track from this LP into this evening's programme. That's Broken Dog on Big Cat Records, and it's called Season of Blame. And sometimes in the kind of mad, crazy chase to find interesting and exciting new things to play you on the radio, you tend to overlook, you know, the eternal verities. And here is one of those eternal verities.
We walked around eating porridge as taught, or sat looking glum on the velvet suite, staring at the onyx clock which would not tell the time any more. But it was decorative, like the Parthenon, except it held St. Paul's Dome at the middle. If you put your finger in at the back, you could make it chime by lifting the hammers, then letting them fall onto sturdy copper wires down below. Grandpa did it at least once every hour and had to be restrained during the night, particularly when losing at whist or nine-dot dominoes. Although it had a pattern, crumbs on the carpet weren't wanted. We were obliged to kneel and eat cream crackers with butter and gouda with a white plate, with our heads inside the sideboard. This was a treat, because there was room for four, and in the luminous gloom we whispered jokes, so that when laughter rose, showers of buttery, spitty crumbs flew out our mouths like starlings and lodged against the aromatic mahogany, second magnitude stars. If somebody choked, you got quite big bits. The children micturated onto a large sponge which sat by the window. If it was boys, the girls had to look hard at their sewing with their fingers by their ears. If it was girls, the boys had to cluster in a group in a far corner, whilst Grandpa showed them a postcard of the Rokeby Venus in colour and explained it to them, till the girls' knickers were safely up again and hidden. The adults just did it out the window, standing or sitting, according to taste or sex. Voiding the bowels in those days was unheard of. People just kept it in. Grandma rang the sponge out the window twice a day in summer, seven in winter, never without a grim twinkle in her eyes, or at least what seemed to be a grim twinkle.
We're compiling Radio 1's top 100 tracks for the greatest chart show ever.
Right on.
So what do you want to hear? Pulp? Orbital? The Undertones? Call the headline now with the one song that rules.
Kicks out. Grabs you by the
your nuts about. And you could win your top 100.
Do it.
Yeah. 0345-110-100. Call Charge at local rate. The greatest chart show ever. Radio 1's top 100 hits. 97-99 FM. Get involved. 0345-110-100.
another track from that excellent LP by Glenn Brown and King Tubby. The LP is called Termination Dub on Blood and Fire Records. That was the Wicked Tumbling version, I think. Andy Kershaw played that, actually, on his programme last Sunday night, Monday morning. And before that, it was Ivor Cutler from 1974 and the LP Dandruff, Life in the Scotch Sitting Room, Volume 2, Episode 1. And every single time that I speak to Kershaw, well, not every single time, that's silly, but very frequently we talk about the possibility of pressuring somebody to put out all of the Ivor Cutler Radio 1 sessions in the whole sequence of CDs, and that is something that I would welcome very much indeed. This is a track from the new LP by Le Bradford on Blast First Records. Always a pleasure to have a Blast First record on my turntable, or whatever it is that you get inside a CD machine. This is Phantom Channel Crossing. Roll away the stone. Elliptical, brooding, lots of things of that sort. That's Le Bradford on Blast First Records, and Phantom Channel Crossing is the title of it. An opportunity now for me to remind you that this is the very last day during which you can send in your festive 50 entry. So if you are going to send one in, and I do hope that you are, on a postcard or on the back of an envelope, if you would, three favourite tracks of the year, whether they're singles, LPs or session tracks, in order, along with your own name and address, because there could and almost certainly will be a fabulous prize, as soon as I think of a fabulous prize, or can gather it up from the floor at home and put it in boxes. And your three favourite tracks addressed to, I don't know, just put John Peel, Radio 1, London, W1N, 4DJ. Or, of course, you can fax it between now and midnight on us. In fact, so during this programme, really. Otherwise, I may easily not get them, because faxes do come in at a bit of a rate. And, obviously, not everybody piles them in the piles that they're supposed to go into. So, sometime between now and 7, really, on 0645 110 100. That'll be very much appreciated. The Festive 50 to be broadcast over Christmas and New Year period. This is Subway Sect. Our Blues, Waylon. Subway Sect, and that's on Overground Records, an LP called We Oppose All Rock and Roll, subtitled Subway Sect, 1976 to 1980, double negative. And this is IC1, which sounds suspiciously like another, what do you call, postal code. The track itself is called Cooper. I See One it is on 5HQ Records, and the track's called Cooper, 12-inch, of course. And if Steve Lamack is listening to the programme, he'll be a happy boy, because Colchester beat Lincoln 7-1, I've just noticed from the television. And the faxes are just pouring in, and a lot of people sending in those last-minute festive... I've got to stop doing that. Last-minute festive 50 entries, and you've got until midnight to get them in. I mean, if you're going to send a letter or a postcard, it has to be postmarked before midnight. And here's a fax from Ken Smith of Carnoustie, and he says, after hearing your show last week and your listener faxing in about PJ Harvey's alternative occupation, I just felt that I had to let you know that Jim Morrison's Doors family is really alive and well and owns a removal company in Dundee in Scotland called Jim Morrison Removals. I always knew he'd return someday. That's good news, certainly. And another one here with a festive 50 from David Rushton of Romford, Essex, and he says, I was at school a quarter mile over the border from Shipley into Bradford. I wonder if that would be the Bradford boys' grammar. And we took great delight in repeating grip ip at each other in as broad an accent as possible. So thanks for reminding me of my vocal afflictions. Just a thought, now that Agathocles are back in circulation, would it be too much of an imposition to request a festive uproar break sometime over Christmas just for old time's sake? Well, I'd like to try and do it, but I'd actually have to cheat because my agility on the brand new and exciting technology isn't so great that I can actually do that with a whole bunch of records that are about 20 seconds long. But perhaps good news is the fact that sometime, hopefully in the new year, we're going to be able to get Agathocles in to record their first session for the programme. This is a record by Father from Stoke-on-Trent. And when I played it earlier on today, it was jumping about all over the place. Not a great pressing, or perhaps there was just something wrong with the stylus that I was using at the time. We will discover together whether it's going to work now. Change My Minder is the title of that, and that's by Father. And if you want to get in touch with Father and find out exactly what it is they think that they're doing, you can write to them at 22 Barbridge Road, which is spelled Bar and Bridge, as you might imagine, Chesterton, Stoke-on-Trent, ST57SB. Stamped address envelope, and I'm sure they'll be really pleased to hear from you. Father, 22 Barbridge Road, Chesterton, Stoke-on-Trent, ST57SB. And there are some five songs, actually, on the 7-inch EP. Four on this one.
Chwilio am ryw arwydd drwg.
That's on Angst Records from Mellis, spelled M-E-L-Y-S. No F is the title of the track, and it comes from an EP, actually a 12-inch EP, called Fragile. And by a strange coincidence, here's a fax, which isn't may be from Angst, but certainly relates to something that they're doing. And it says, Atoll Productions, based in Angst Records, and it must be, is proud to announce a very special event taking place in December, which starts, of course, at midnight. The legendary German group Faust will be performing their first concert in Wales on December the 5th at the Tivoli in Buckley, North Wales. That's Thursday, and it says support will come from Angst Trio Ectogram. Angst Records will be distributing a free cassette for everyone attending the concert. The tape features a brand new Ectogram recording called Svalbard. The 23-minute track is a polar travelogue intended as in-car entertainment for those who travel to the event. But surely, by the time they get hold of the copy of the cassette, they'll be at the event. So presumably it's actually for them to listen to as in-car entertainment as they leave the event. That's this coming Thursday in Buckley in North Wales. Faust will be playing there. And I've got some things elsewhere about other gigs that they're doing too. And another one from Scott Brown coming up, and he's also involved in a wide range of entertainments, and I'll give you information about those after this track, probably, which is called Andromeda. We'll be right back. Right, now I've been rather taken by surprise here, rather embarrassing. I was going to do a great segue then, it hasn't quite worked out the way that I would wish, because I was looking at a fax from Scott Brown, and also he sent me a copy of a magazine. I'm going to have to do that awful DJ thing, I'm afraid, and turn away from the microphone and pick it up, because it's on the floor behind me. Will you excuse me just a moment? I know you will, thank you. Right, he sent me a copy of Dream, of the dance magazine, issue 14, and he's on page 14. Of course, he was interested to put a face to the name and stuff, although I've been playing his records for quite some time. I tried to phone him once and he was in Singapore. A bit of a hunk, I'd say, kind of slightly Baywatch quality, having turned to page 14. So, and he also, of course, doing an excellent session and has made some wonderful records. And as he points out himself, the LP, The Theory of Evolution, is on general release through the UK, and he's just released a hard trance LP called Undiscovered, which I've not heard yet, I have to admit, but he's doing a lot of live work, and he's going to be performing in Fubar Stirling on Saturday. I should have got Jane to pronounce all of these places in case I get some of them wrong. And in fact, what I'll do is get her to read those out when she comes back down again, I think. But that was Scott Brown there, and a tune called Andromeda. And this is a band called Andromeda, and rather a collectible record, I think, a track called The Reason.
Playlists, interview bands, gig information. Shockwave toys, live mixes, old show stream, no downloading, feedback, through the station. Check out the website www.bbc.co.uk/radio1/. Get involved. Radio 1.
From an EP by Dawn of the Replicants, which is on Dumb Sulk Trigger Records from Kirkbray Gala Shields, and Lisa Box is the title of the track, and the EP is So Far So Spitfire. And before that, it was Andromeda from millions of years ago, I mean about 1968, actually, and a track called The Reason from their LP on RCA. And the first time I ever went to Shipley, funnily enough, seeing as we were mentioning Shipley earlier on, was when I went up to a gig with the Pig at Bradford University in a Bedford dormobile in a snowstorm from London, because Andromeda were playing there, and Andromeda's manager tried to get off with her, unsuccessfully, I'm very pleased to say. But now Jane is going to read out some of Scott Brown's gig dates, specifically the ones that he has in Scotland. Away you go.
OK, Saturday 7th of December, he's at Foo Bars in Stirling. Friday the 13th, he's in Burnhead District Hall, View Park, Uddingston. Saturday the 14th, Foo Bars in Stirling again, DJing this time. Friday the 20th, Stork Club in East Kilbride, my hometown. Saturday the 21st, he's at the Glasgow Barrowlands, and he also seems to be at the Nosebleed in Rosyth. I'm not quite, don't quite understand that he's in both places. Maybe he's doing the Rosyth gig later on. Sunday 22nd, Motherwell Civic Centre. Christmas Day, he's going for dinner at his mum's with Stuart and his girlfriend Gillian. And Boxing Day, he's at the Metropolis in Saltcoats.
Right, okay, I'll, you pass it to me and I'll do the...
English stuff.
Well, the one south of the border and other places. There's, on the 27th, Tracks in Port Rush. On the 28th, the Forum Workington with Q-Tex, that's his band. Then on New Year's Eve, he's actually seems to be doing three gigs, which is quite an achievement. In Kinetic Stoke, it says, Dream State Wigan with Q-Tex and Resurrection in Edinburgh. Busy lad. So that's what Scott Brown's up to. And we've got two more from him before the end of the programme. In the meantime, this is Neotropic. This is on Entone Records, an LP called 15 Levels of Magnification. You may recall that I played the title track a couple of weekends ago, but you don't, though. That's by Neotropic, Riz Maslin. Nincompoop is the title of the track, and after the news, a little punk rock for you.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Another 13 people had been affected in the food poisoning outbreak in Lanarkshire. The total number of confirmed cases has now risen to more than 100. An air and sea search is underway off the Essex coast for a man missing after a boat capsized in the Thames estuary. Two people have been rescued and one taken to Southend Hospital by helicopter. Keith Cattermole of the Thames Coast Guard.
As time goes on, then the chances of finding somebody still alive diminishes. But we are still hopeful. The search still continues. We've got surface units on scene searching the area. We'll reassess the situation as time goes on.
Chief Constables are seeking wider powers to crack down on motorists who ignore drink drive campaigns. They say they want to go after hardcore offenders, heavy drinkers who ignore the law. But they're not in favour of random breath tests. A London store is putting a £1,500 sofa up for sale for £1 in return for a pledge from the buyer to feed someone in need at Christmas. Bargain hunters will have to bid for the giveaway item by nominating someone and agreeing to pay for them to eat out in style every day for a week over the festive season. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Gillian Joseph.
Radio 1, more music. Club on the other side of town where the real cool kids gotta sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it. There's Bailey, pickles and patty cakes too, and Cubs making me just about you. Your little twin. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it.
What a very fine piece of work that is. That's Screeching Weasel on Fat Wreck Records from California. An LP, Bark Like a Dog, that was Cool Kids, and a situation which will be familiar to an enormous number of you, I don't doubt, certainly is to me. And there's another very fine track on there which I'll play you perhaps tomorrow or perhaps next week, and golly, there's something for you to jot down in your diary, called Faces on Kill. In the meantime, Stereolab.
Drove up lots of colors, took off high life.
Stereophonic. Well, it was stereophonic, actually. Stereo Lab as well. Could have been quadraphonic. I wonder what ever became of quadraphonic sound. I kind of miss it, actually, to be honest. Fluorescences, that is, though. Oh, of course, this is why I've done this. Stereo Lab on duophonic fluorescences. And the next track is called Phosphorescence. I mean, it's not much of a link, is it, to be perfectly honest? I mean, when you just examine it in the cold light of day. But last night when I was putting it together, I thought, that's pretty damn clever. They'll love that. They really will. No, it hasn't come off at all, has it, really?
The highest common factor in all these experiences is the experience of light. Now, the light experience is of several kinds. There is the experience, which is recorded in a great deal of the literature, of what we call undifferentiated light, just an enormous burst of light, unimagined.